what is this, May 6th, and Ross, do you have anything interesting to tell us? Would you like to come over? Come on, honey. Get that bottle out of your mouth.
Up to three.
Okay, now we should be recording. Would you like to throw the pillow up in the air for us, Ross? Rossy, honey. You want your pet? Want to give me a kiss? Come on, give me a kiss. Come on, give me a kiss. Give me your daddy a kiss. Nice baby. Yeah. That's the tape recorder over there. You want to have some nice little things to say to it? Hi, honey. Hi, tape recorder. If you press that, that'll really munch things up. That'll definitely munch things up. Now, if we covered this up, we'd have to have a little hole.
We
still need a little hole for that built-in tape recorder mic, huh? Otherwise, we could be recording. I think that's what I'll do. What? Who what? Oh, yeah? You want to go out the window?
There's a mouse.
You're going to see a mouse? You're going to see a mouse out that window? There's no... What is that, honey? You know what that is? Okay, well, you know what that is? That is the case for cassette tape recorders. Cassette tape, actually. Got a cute little belly. Now, do you know what that is? Come on, give me a kiss. Come on, give me a kiss. He's shaking his head, You understand? Whoa. You know what that is? That's the fireman. That's the fireman. Okay, now they're gone. Careful.
I'm a chef.
Do you like that noise? He's shaking his head, yes, you understand. Doggy? You think it's a doggy? He looks around. Is that a doggy, Penny? Or is that, you think it's a kitty? No more? All gone. It's all gone. Yeah, it's finished now. Come on back over here and let's play with your pillow. Okay? Now you want to try to pop that out. The only way you can pop that out is if you start getting into it. No, if you did that, that would really mess it up. For example, let me see if that count is still going. Yeah, it's going, see? So you haven't learned to mess it up yet. I wonder how well it would record. Again. That's all back. My gosh, like take it. Okay, now those are the knobs I really don't want you to press. I've got that numb spot. He wants to look out the window again. This is evening time, and he's got an empty bottle here that he thinks is very interesting. And we're up on the bed, the tape recorder we just got. Anyway. Cute, honey. Yeah, well, I really wish you wouldn't bang. Okay, I can do it. Thank you. That means I want to go out? There's the nipple, and there's the bottle. Let's see.
It's one part like that. Would you like to maybe? Close that box.
Now, Ross, are you going to talk to our tape recorder? You want a piece of rye?
Put a diaper on
his
face. Okay. Oh, no wonder.
What's wrong with him?
Oh. Turn it off.
Okay, he waves his, he nods his head, yes. That's an agreement with the daddy. Your nose is a mess, right? Your nose is a mess. Your nose is a mess. And I have some, we're pretending we're drinking some of this here milk. Can I drink some more milk? Do you want some more? Here. You want to drink out of this too? You silly.
Oh yeah.
You'd like to drink out of a cup, wouldn't you, honey? Okay. No. Stop. No, stop. No, stop. That was me, now close. I'm going to turn off the tape recorder.
A little bit?
Now it's recording.
Let's go listen, okay?
Hello, I think we're recording now. 1, 2. Yes, Rossi, honey, Bubba. What was it like, honey? Are you want me to come in and say hello to you?
Mommy?
Yeah? What do you want me to do in here with you?
Mommy?
Yeah? Mommy, would you like it?
Still going? Yeah, looks like we're still going here. Let's see, let's check the battery. What does the battery say? Oh, okay. Would you like to put that on there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Put it on. Let's put it on here. Well, you almost messed this up. This Tower of Hanoi here. Go ahead. Little ring set. Well, that's a big one.
Yeah.
No, that. Yeah. No. That one. No. Okay. Good. Put the big one on. Okay.
Okay.
No. Other one.
Okay.
This one. No.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get that one on.
Okay.
You remove that one.
Okay. No, hear that.
Okay.
Mommy?
Thank you, Mommy. Means take that. Oh, that's his first use of Mommy to give it to somebody else. It means take it. Okay. Very good.
Mommy.
Okay, thank you.
Mommy?
Okay, thank you. That's very nice. That was his first time I ever heard him use it that way. Yeah, where's the big one? Here's the big one. See? How it fits like that?
Okay.
You put that one there.
Mommy.
What? Find that interesting? I'm going to turn you off for a second unless she has something more to say.
Mommy?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That means something other.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to come on up?
No, I need to help you.
Hey, boss. I'm getting started. You can have a metro.
Russ just finished saying don't about seven times. He said don't, and I go back to him and say no, don't, like that. And then he smiled and he goes, oh, wow. He's standing his little baby tender. He's acting up like a ham. Don't. Ross?
Sit down. Shall I wash his hands?
Well, I suppose we have to plunk the old Bubba, don't we? Probably
a good diaper.
Let's just wash his hands and his face.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Anyway, he really got a big kick out of it. Definitely formal verbal play. Ow. Hi. And then over. Okay, now we're recording. Mary wants to tell the story about the diapers.
Ralph came. Let's see.
I was sitting at the dining room table. Ross came in and pointed to the, the way Brian puts his diapers on, they flap at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of shook at the flap and garbled something.
May 8th, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I did a bad job doctoring that last time, I know.
Anyway, he babbled.
And what did he say?
And looked at me and sort of wiggled his diaper flap. And I said, "Do you want me to change your diapers?" And he nodded. He nodded very vigorously. And so I stood up and I said, "Okay, let's go change your diapers." And he preceded me. I started to move from the chair, but he preceded me into the bedroom. And he went to his closet and looked up at the diapers. And that was that.
That was it.
Did you
Okay, now let's.
Did you tell him about finding his pillow?
Oh, now what was that about?
He was followed you down the stairs to go. Let's see, intended to follow you down the stairs to go watch television. I think you were calling him.
Go ahead and finish while I.
He got to the edge of the stairs, then he turned around. I was in the dining room watching all this. Turned around, ran back to his bedroom. No, back to the dining room where he picked up his bottle. Then he ran to...
You want to come on up? It's May 9th. You know, Ross, I've got a lot of work to do.
Huh?
I do, honey. That's the tape recorder, honey.
Oh, yeah, I think I can hear.
You see it moving? See the needle moving?
Huh?
You see the needle moving there, honey?
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what would you do with it if you saw it moving? I'm going to put you over here. Hold on a second. Did you finish the bottle again? My God, you just drank it right down, didn't you? Nice things, Ross. You did them all by yourself, too. Again. Don't poo. You want to come up? He's hitting me on the belly, trying to climb up. Okay. No, we can't have the papers. I don't want you to have papers. No, I don't want you to have the papers. You have to go down again.
Quick. Thank you.
Can't you play with the toys you have?
I want to play with you. Right here. Okay, now.
I don't think so, Russ. Those are the kids. Kids playing at the school.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, coming down. Coming down. Oh. Ross, look, I mean, there's really